Question?
What John Hartford thing were you most inspired by, fiddle-wise?
Question was, what John Hartford thing was I most inspired by? Honestly, the record that I have that I wasn't, I never really had a lot of John Hartford records in the house, but one I did have was one he did with Vassar Clemens and Dave Holland. Yeah, and it's called Clemens, Hartford, and Holland or something like that. And it's an interesting album. I talked to him about it one time and he said, oh, that album, can't stand that album. I said, I love that album. It's got a bunch of great songs. He said, well, we never really got to finish the record. It's kind of, maybe they ran out of money and never got it to the point where they wanted to get it to, but it's got some really cool songs on there. There's got a tune on there, You Can't Run Away From Your Feet, which is he's always got his quirky things that he does, and I always like that song, and Vassar plays some really cool stuff on it. But John Hartford in general, I was always inspired because I saw him out playing. You know, he's always just playing fiddle tunes with anybody, and just constant love for music, which was just in itself really inspiring. Anybody else? Yes?
Who are your current influences?
My current influences? I just got a Reno and Smiley record I've been listening to in the car. Usually I have to think about what have I been listening to in the car. It's been Duke Ellington, and it's been The Roots, and Stevie Wonder, and Stuff Smith, and Sonny Rollins. What else have I been listening to in the car? Thelonious Monk. I just got a big book of CDs that just depending on what mood I'm in, or just kind of pretty much based on mood, what do you want to listen to?
I suppose like
play some swing. Let's see what I could do.
Swing it, swing, swing.
Bob Wills tune.